today on Bro Rants Podcast, we have a very, very funny and special guest. Raymond, who do we have?
We have Ocean Glavion. This guy is so funny. He rolls with Deion Cole. He has his own podcast called Funny Stories with Ocean,
which you should check out. But definitely. Mind you, don't check it out with the kids. You don't want to get to check this out with the kids either. Maybe not with the wife either, because this dude is very, very...
It's mature.
He's raw.
It's for the grown folks. I mean...
Definitely grown folks.
But it's super funny. I mean, bring some tissue, because you're definitely going to need it.
And you're definitely going to get a good feel for the guy. He's just a genuinely nice guy. And I know we say that with a lot of people we interview. And I think that's because we luck out, or we actually attract these genuinely nice people.
We do.
Honestly, these people that give us, that come on our platform and give us the opportunity. He doesn't fall short of that, and he actually explains why he does what he does.
Right. He talks about, you know, how he lives his life and how he, when he meets people, it's always with love, and how he treats people how he's treated, how he wants to be treated.
Absolutely. And we found out who's his top five comedians and who is the comedian that he hates the most
and who falls short on the list.
Actually, who falls short, and like I said, who's his arch nemesis? And I mean, you guys will never guess it. I thought it would have been on the top five, but apparently there's a reason why.
Yes.
So if you want to know, tune into the show. Anything you want to add to it?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right. Yeah. So enjoy the show with Ocean
Glavion.
Yeah, you gotta say it, bro, because he's a champion. Snow Lord. All right, guys, enjoy. Peace.
Ocean Glavion.
How does look? Does that look good?
You look, I mean, you want to put some more light on there?
That's what I'm saying. Does it look like I need more light?
You look like you got Mack truck status.
Let me see, like.
This dude trying to grab the light, like you trying to steal the light.
I'm trying to steal. Where y'all at, man? Y'all look like y'all in a nice Christmas Eve, Halloween. I mean, you know, y'all got that all going on. What y'all doing?
Hey, we in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Yeah, man. We at the crib. We at the casa. Yo, my wife just likes to all out.
She's an interior decorator, man. She does it like no other.
Unofficially, though.
All right. So is this better? Is that better lighting?
Let me see. Where's your light source coming from? Is it?
It's coming from this right here.
Oh, okay. So, you got the ring light. So set it right in front of you.
Ring light, but it's not on my, like, my ring light isn't on my
your laptop.
My laptop.
It's, yeah. So hey, we need set it right in front of you.
Where's Tom at? We need Tom to help you out with that.
Hey, listen, Tom do everything. I can't do nothing without Tom. Straight up. I'll be feeling bad, too. I'll be like, Tom be like, he wanna call me a nigga, but he can't. He wanna be like, nigga, can you fucking do this shit on your own? I can't do anything. Let me see.
Yeah, you straight.
Is that good?
Yeah. I mean, it's not as bright as it could be.
Yeah, there's no way you can put it in back of the laptop. There you go, bro. You're doing, you go.
That's better.
Yeah, somebody making fun of him.
You got your entourage back, though?
Nah, ain't entourage. What's up, y'all? I also doing it on Instagram Live, too. I'm about to do this podcast. What's the name of the podcast so everybody know?
Bro Rants.
Bro Rants. All right. Well, let me know when you guys are ready. So this is good. The light is good.
Light is good. Light is good, man. And we said we have you for what, 30, 45 minutes? What is it, 30, 40 minutes? What are we talking about?
It just depends on how much y'all pay me.
Damn. By the way. 15 minutes it is. Yeah. Gosh, damn.
By the way, congratulations on your 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, man. Listen, have we started?
Bro, we starting, but we go.
We just started.
We just go.
I started that about 3-4 months ago, and I had zero.
Damn.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, trying to build all of these different websites and different stuff. It's a whole work in itself. So, any milestone that you get, I don't mind saying it.
Exactly.
A 1,000 on YouTube is not easy to do.
It's not, because we're grinding right now.
Yeah, we're grinding on YouTube right now trying to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ask our number now. It's record high, though.
No, but, you know, I just think that it's, you know, as long as you continue to, you know, just keep grinding and the people will come, the numbers will come, and, the, you know, the monetization. I don't know if I said that right, but.
You said it. Yeah. For me to understand.
Yeah, yeah. That, just say the money. Just say the money. Yeah.
Say the money.
The money.
Hey, congrats on your new sponsor, too, as well. Who's your new sponsor you got?
I drink Truly.
Truly. Baby. There we go.
Truly. Okay. Yeah,
congratulations on that.
Truly. That's all I drink nonstop. Truly and Snoop Dogg wine.
Yeah. Okay. I heard about it on your podcast. We haven't tried it, but I heard you mention it. I heard you and your co-host, your new co-host, mentioning it.
Oh,
that's, oh my gosh, bro.
That's gangbang.
Bro.
Bang something.
Chrissy
Go Bang. Bro, I don't know. Bang.
Yes.
All I know,
you like Chrissy Go Bang?
She's cute. Yeah.
She's cool.
Yeah. you married. Yeah. Are you both married?
We both.
She cool. Yeah.
We both taking in the counter for her.
She cool people.
Yeah.
She cool people. Listen, you know what the funny thing is? Can we say anything on this podcast?
Yeah, you can say anything, man.
Yeah.
We're a male driven show.
All right. The funny thing is that niggas don't even want to come and do the show for me. They be doing that shit for Chrissy. They be like, yo, well, Chrissy going to be there? I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. Well, if Chrissy ain't going to be there, I don't know if I want to do it. I'm like, yeah, she'll be there. She'll be naked. Don't worry about it.
Yo, that was smart marketing, yo. I try to get Ray to put on a wig and shit, but he ain't having it. What? Dude was like, I'll wear the fedora. He was like, I'll wear the fedora for you, Raj, but nothing else.
Yeah, speaking of it.
I didn't know what a fedora was until
Tom Bell.
Bill Bellamy said it first.
Oh, really? Okay. You didn't know that? Bro, you grew up with Michael Jackson? No, Michael Jackson was the fedora man.
Yeah, so he said that, and I was just like, okay, but I didn't want to be like, yo, what's a fedora? And I just Googled it afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like,
you didn't want to be that one. You don't want to be that one in the class, like, yo, what's hold on.
Yeah, exactly, right? Hey, Tom, write that down for me. Yeah. Fedora.
What the hell is that?
I call Tom the information guy.
That's right. Yes.
Got you. Information. You can just ask him anything and he knows it all. Sometimes he's long winded.
Yeah.
And I'd be kind of looking at him like, but he knows it all.
Yo, what is his ethnicity?
He's Asian.
He's Filipino.
He's a human computer. Got you.
He's a human computer. Like, that's what he is.
He's like, I created that.
I thought he was Vietnamese.
Okay.
Damn. Yo, let me tell you one thing about my co-host. This dude is like the CIA. Uh-huh. Yo, any dirt you got, this dude would research, find out, say some shit. I don't even know what he's going to say.
No. Let's get that straight. I don't look for dirt. I just research people. And I find the information. It's out there.
Yeah, that dude's gonna be like, yo, you're gonna be like, yo, how was that? How that meeting go with your long lost dad and shit? You're gonna be like, what? That shit ain't even on Google. God damn, I ain't even post that shit. Damn, right? You're amazing.
Tony Rock hit me and told me that you guys hit him up, and he was like, man, people really feel that episode. That was like one of my favorite episodes, though.
It was
hilarious.
Hey man, you and
yo, it was hilarious and inspiring at the same time. He told me to listen to. I was listening to some of your shows today, but, you know, building up a feel for you. And he was like, "Yo, Reg, listen to this show." And I was like, "All right." He's talking about what he said, Escalade, right?
No, the Navigator.
The Navigator.
Yeah,
and the paralyzed chick. And I was like, all right.
But that wasn't.
Okay, but here's the thing. Whenever you say get a feel for you, you got to say pause right after that.
Oh, okay. Enough said, yo.
I need to get a feel for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. I appreciate that. Especially with that Me Too stuff. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, yo.
I want to make sure that you all, you know, listen, cause that's the same thing that happened with me and Chrissy. People are coming to the studio.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that she's just like she is on camera. They'd be like, whoa. Yeah. They like meet her for the first time. They're like, whoa. I'm like, always get a prerequisite. I'm like, she's cool. You can say whatever you like.
She is live all the time.
She's a comedian, right? But she's a comedian.
She's
right?
got to be.
No way. Comedian. There's no way.
Dude. So here's the thing. I had Kristen first.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Kristen was this white girl.
See, you got to pause. See, the way you say that, you got to pause. I had, you see how you said that? Oh, I had Kristen first.
I had Kristen first.
Pause. Then put the contact as a co-host.
It's okay to say that because it's a girl.
Oh.
You to say pause because you said feel me.
I got you.
You went to public school with me. I get it.
I got you. Okay, I got you. Proceed.
Say anything about a girl. When you say, I got to fill you up, you got to say pause because it's two dudes talking. That's what I'm talking about.
Very well. Touche. Okay. Proceed, sir. Proceed.
So I had Kristen first. no pause. I had Kristen first.
Yeah.
She was great, but, you know, she come from like a singing background. She was really into that. And she had a great podcast voice and was great.
Yeah.
And was beautiful, but she just really wasn't into it like that. So, you know, she decided to do some other stuff. And so then with Chrissy, I just was like, just going to have some girls, just different girls that I know. Come on.
Yeah.
And I asked her and she came on and she just killed it.
Yes, she did. That from day one.
Done. I still got girls hitting me up like, when my fucking turn? And I'm like
Yvonne?
Yvonne was my ex.
Yes.
And I hadn't seen Yvonne for a while, and Yvonne got asked, so I was like, this is the perfect opportunity to let Yvonne come on here, because I haven't seen Yvonne asked in like a year. So I was like, at least.
Literally. Yeah, okay.
I'll keep her. I'll let her still stay there. She didn't disappoint. That was a real story. We went to I forget the taco place.
Pink
Taco?
We went there.
Pink Taco.
I told you this dude CIA.
I see.
Bro.
We went to Pink Tacos and we was coming out. We was, cause that's my ritual. I go to Pink Tacos before with the guests and then we go. And she came out and she was walking on the, she got in the street and these two gay dudes just drove by and literally stopped in traffic and was like, "Oh, bitch, look at you, bitch, with your ass, bitch." And Yvonne was like, "Yeah, you take all that ass." I'm like, "Yeah, your ass is real."
Oh my, yo! And actually, speaking on that episode with Rock, Tony Rock, is that you? I heard you say that. It was inspiring and funny. But he actually, you said, saved your career, saved you from quitting comedy. Mm-hmm.
It really did.
Because you bombed, the BET, BET show, right? What was it called? One Mic?
It was called,
what was it?
Was it
One Mic?
It was One Mic, One Stand.
One Mic.
Okay.
It was with Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
One Mic Stand. And so, you know, I don't make excuses as a comic. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But I just tell facts on what happened.
Okay.
Here's the facts.
Got you.
The facts is they picked me up at 2:30 in the afternoon, right? I had a car. I felt like a star, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first TV show I was ever taping, doing stand-up. We went to the theater. I didn't film till 1 in the morning.
Mm.
From 2:30? So they picked
me up at 2 in the afternoon.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't film till 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm.
They had the same audience. They would just rotate. There was like six shows they did.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Four comedians each show. They would rotate the audience. It was a paid audience.
Yeah. Mm. Oh.
You know what I mean? It was all of that. And then I went right after. So I didn't like the outfit I was wearing. And, you know, they had, I forget what they're called. Whenever they had the stylist.
Okay, the stylist, like, okay.
Okay, put this on, put this with this. I didn't feel comfortable with what I had on, but it was my first time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
A TV show, and I just thought that was the way it went. I was like, okay, I just will just wear what they wear. You come out, they have these long, huge stairs. So as I'm coming down the stairs, I'm trying not to fall. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to look good on TV, trying not to fall. It's 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's a tired audience. And then here's the last thing. My boy RT, who's a white comedian, went before me. And RT, and niggas love white
comedians. They do, man.
Black.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah,
they do.
He was up there, but you know, doing all this bullshit. It was just a combination of a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I just bombed, and so I just knew that I could curse, and they would never show it on BET One Mic Stand. So I just start cursing.
Oh, to save it. Oh, that was smart. Yeah. You fell on the sword like a samurai.
Never. So I went. So everybody was, you know, talking shit about me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, early in my career, I was more worried about what people thought, like my peers,
mm-hmm.
than anything. Now, yeah. I don't give a fuck.
How long it took you to get to that point?
It took me maybe until I start going on a road with Dion.
Mm, okay.
And Dion was like, "Why you give a fuck what other comedians say about you? Dion is the major don't give a fuck about what nobody say.
He's ice cold, isn't he?
Yeah, he don't give a fuck how he dress. Mm-hmm. He like, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Mm-hmm. Like, you can say whatever you want. And that's the great thing. And I got to that point where I was like, yo, this dude really don't give a fuck. And that's when I got to that where I was like, I don't give a fuck what people say.
When I saw you in Orlando, we went to go see Dion because my kids and I watched the Blackest show. Mm. So, right. but when I saw you, I was like, this dude is so funny. Like, you remind me of my friend from the Navy. Like, it was like somebody I know. And the way you came off, it was like just like somebody I knew and made it even more funnier to me.
Mm. Right.
That's why I followed you, just because of that. You touched me, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. Yeah, my comedy is just, you know, it's like us talking.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
That's how I write jokes. I write jokes to where, you know, and the reason why me and Dion work so well together, because our style is so different. Like, you know, I'm high energy. He lay back. Like,
yes, he's stealth. He's stealth.
Yeah.
It make it seem like he don't give a fuck. But
right.
He don't give a fuck. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, who dog is that?
That's mine going berserk.
It don't belong with the Christmas
light. No, there's some alarm going outside, some car alarm.
Mm. Oh, man, I felt so bad.
Yeah.
I just had the regular white background in the house. I should have put it where the Christmas tree was because y'all look so Christmassy. Y'all look like a Christmas card right now.
Yeah, we're going to send you a Christmas card, yo, for real. That's exactly what we're going to do. Oh, my God.
Hey, when did you know you was funny?
One more joke about y'all background.
I try to say this.
No, you're
recording.
Good. You're good. I'm going to tell Phoenix to bark. I'm going to tell my dog to bark his ass. Bark your ass off right now. Here you go.
You remember the show, In Living Color?
Yeah.
It's the brothers.
Oh, shit. We're happy, we're thinking, and we're colored. Give it a high five. Yeah.
You're actually looking like Damon right now.
Wow.
You sure do.
Damn.
He was.
Truly, right, so truly.
When did I know I was funny?
Yeah.
You know what? I never thought I was funny. I was never a class clown or nothing like that. What happened was I wanted to be an actor.
Gotcha.
When I first moved to LA. So I was young, skinny, attractive. And I was like, you know, I thought I was
young, skinny, and attractive.
Yeah, young, skinny, attractive. I thought I was the shit, but I hated the audition process. So I was like, there's got to be a better way to get on TV. So I started to look at TV shows, and it was always comedians. It was never anybody else. You know, Martin, Jamie Foxx, you know, Damon Wayans, Bill Cosby. They all had their own shows. So I was like,
even white people were
all comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, let me try comedy, and I just fell in love with that.
Wow.
And, you know, I started studying. I bought a book. I bought like a few books. I bought this book from Judy Carter called The Comedy Bible from Judy Carter.
Okay.
I took her class.
Wow.
But I was so fucking mad because I paid, like, I remember, I'll never forget this. I paid like $400 for the class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she didn't teach the class.
Damn.
She had somebody else come. And I was like, what the fuck is this? This yeah. girl wasn't funny. I was mad. I'm like, how are you going to... She came the first day. She was like, hi, I'm Judy Carter. You guys, my book is super popular and this is great.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I can't teach the class. Here's my apprentice. I'll see y'all in 8 weeks. Damn. I'm like, fuck you.
Did you have to do a showcase? Did you have to do a showcase with her at the end?
I did one class. Yeah. I never thought the class was... The girl was funny. No, I actually did two.
Yeah.
The lady who was teaching, I didn't think it was funny. So I never went back. And so we had a showcase at the Hollywood Improv. I'll never forget that. You had a showcase at the okay. Hollywood Improv. That's when you finished the class and that's what you would do, right? Mm-hmm. And since I never went to class, they put me last. Mm.
Oh,
wow.
I destroyed that show.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I destroyed that show. Then that's when this guy had seen me there and he was like, yo, I know this dude named Pookie who runs the Laugh Factory on Sundays. He has this show called Chocolate Sundays. I think you will be great. Mm-hmm. He hits Pookie up. Pookie's like, sure, Martin Lawrence is going to be here mm-hmm. that week. You want to open for him? And I was like, absolutely. And then I did that.
Wow.
That was like, I had only been on stage like four times.
Damn.
In my life.
That's crazy.
Was that like a confirmation or affirmation that you were, affirmation that you actually belong in comedy?
That
like,
you this made is your sign? You was there. You was going there.
I was there. And then I bombed. Like, they did.
It usually goes like that, though.
Listen, they did a Chocolate Sundays tape.
Yeah.
Where they videoed it. Now, Kevin, this is true shit.
Gotcha.
This is Chris Spencer was the host.
Who?
Chris Spencer.
Okay. Chris Spencer.
Chris Spencer was the original host of Chocolate Sundays.
Okay.
This was the lineup for the DVD. This is when DVDs was happening. So this was in like maybe 2005.
Okay.
They did this whole production, right? So they had this is the lineup. It was Chris Spencer was the host. Me.
Okay.
I forget it was a white guy. He does these, again, some white shit where black people love. He's acting fucking goofy. I forget his name.
Was it Gary Owens or something?
No, it wasn't Gary Owens. It was, I forgot. He's Jewish. But he's not famous. But these were the only, but these were everybody before the show. It was me, Chris Benson was the host, the Jewish guy, Kevin Hart.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Cat Williams.
Oh, my man. Gosh.
Ari Spears.
Oh, my goodness.
D-Ray Davis. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This was the show.
Yeah.
That they packaged up and,
yeah.
and dealt. Oh, the white guy name was Eric Schwartz.
Eric Schwartz.
Google Eric Schwartz. You'll see he does a lot of fucking...
I've heard that name before, too.
Yeah, but Chris, I was super young and attractive at the time. Chris Spencer didn't like me.
Yeah.
So I just had Chris on my podcast.
Yeah.
And I talked to him about it, and he was like, yeah, man, you was too handsome and young. I had all the bitches back there, and you was trying to come in and take him. I was like, absolutely. So he brought me up terrible. He was like, they tell me this dude is funny, but I don't know if he is or not. Y'all be the judge. Ocean Block me on. And just walks off the stage.
Damn.
I commenced to take the deepest fucking free fall of comedy my whole fucking life. It was like, D-Ray comes up to me later. D-Ray, because I had been, like, people had heard about me, and D-Ray came up to me. He was just like, you might want to do something else. I'm not sure if you want to do this.
You might want to act.
You might want to go back to acting. I'm not sure. Like, comedy is a thing to do.
Do you paint faces? You might want to look into that.
Oh, my God.
You might want to paint some faces. You might want to go back to school. You're still young enough.
You might want to be a damn doctor, no?
You got me crying.
I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. D-Ray was like, D-Ray didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
he was like, he was like, you might not want to, you know, do this for a living. I was like, okay.
So, hey, what's your top, if you were to name your top five comedians of all time, who would they be?
Top five comedians of all time. Myself.
All right. That's confidence. Like it.
That's legacy.
Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to be mad at me because the greatest of all, well, people say that Richard Pryor is the greatest of all time, but he doesn't make my list.
I knew you were going to say that. I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah, he doesn't make my list. Mm-hmm. But,
make sure you tell people why he doesn't make your list.
He doesn't make my list because I never thought he was funny.
Okay.
You thought he was what, more so obnoxious or what?
I just never thought he was funny. I just didn't get what people thought was great about him. I was just like, he was cool. And I remember being on the road and I told that to Dion, and Dion looked at me and was like, nigga, are you crazy? I was like, I just don't think he's funny. And he's like, your whole shit is from Richard. I said, yo, I get it, but I just don't think he was funny.
The irony is the person that told you don't give a fuck about what people think is like, are you crazy? What the hell? Nah. You know what people gonna think when they hear this?
Right. It was exactly that. Yeah. It was exactly that. And I was like,
But D, you told me not to care. Yeah. Fuck that shit.
My number one of all time is Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody say Eddie Murphy got his style from Richard Pryor.
Yeah. To a
but
degree.
That's like me. I like Kobe. Mm-hmm. I like Kobe better than I like Jordan. Okay, so
all right, we gotta end this podcast right now.
Come on, man. Hey, listen,
we love Kobe too.
I'm not stupid. I know Jordan's better. I like better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not dumb. I'm not one of those Kobe apologists. I'm just saying I like Kobe better than Jordan.
I'm a Jordan fan as well, but at the same time, I can't really say that Jordan was a lot better than Kobe.
Forgiven.
I mean, I'm serious.
Jordan
never.
Kobe did everything that Jordan did and a little bit better, but you can't put Kobe over Jordan because Jordan was the original.
Yeah, Kobe was a carbon copy.
I got you.
Yep.
Kobe perfected everything and was better, but you can't, if I'm a nigga who created everything.
Exactly.
It's like Bruce Lee, and then it's a, you know, I come and do all of Bruce Lee moves, but Bruce Lee taught me everything. I can't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Chrissy's on the live. She said, what up?
Tell her what's up.
She gonna...
Yeah. They said, what's up?
Hey, she said 1,200, what, 850?
Yeah, for the pride, what was it, for the Louis? The Louis?
Yes, and Chrissy, they said,
Ray said
they're willing to pull their money together.
Ray,
we're gonna edit this out.
I'm not with this dude. We're just coworkers.
She just said, hit her line. That's what she said.
She's like, hit my Cash App. We can talk.
My baby mama's on here too.
Oh really? Oh, tell her we say hey.
She's talking shit about me. She like, let me water those flowers on your shirt. She thinks she's fuck you, Shanna. Tay Tay, come here, Taylor. That's why I need my shirt.
Oh shit. Yo,
I'm gonna keep my son.
Tell you,
I'm not giving him back. I'm kidnapping my kid. That's
no, but hey, you know what? Since you got us for that background, I get why you got the plain background, bro.
Good,
because you're a wallflower right now.
I am a wallflower. Say what's up to him.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Yeah.
How you know everything. This dude know everything. You know the middle name and everything.
No, I don't know his middle name.
Yo, watch out, bro.
He be trying to train him though, you know. He's trying to train him.
I just told my son's mom she's not getting him back for a month. Oh, so no. you gonna stay with me for a month? That's what she always. She's like,
She's like, nah, that shirt's lovely.
I'm keeping him since you want to talk shit. I'm keeping him.
She's like, nah, that shirt's awesome. It look good on you. It look good. What are you saying?
So what you got? Eddie Murphy, yourself. That's two.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. We've been all over the place. Right?
I know, but Raymond gonna bring you back because he gonna be mad.
All right, Eddie Murphy,
Yourself?
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris Rock. Okay.
Deion Cole.
Okay.
Damon Wayans Jr.
Okay.
Mm, okay.
And Tony Rock. Those are my
friends. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
Damn, no Bill Cosby?
No.
Damn. No.
Can I tell you why I don't fuck with Bill Cosby?
Yeah. Don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me it has something to do with some roofies or some shit. Because no, this ain't about that show, bro. But we got a psychiatrist for you.
let me tell you why. Here's why. When I was a kid, I used to get bused. I used to get bused to school. Now, this was the height of the Cosby Show.
Okay.
The true fucking story. It's the height of the Cosby Show. We used to get bused to school. We was on the yellow bus, everything. I got there early.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go play ball. Now, there was this track. It was this beautiful track in L.A. that everybody would go to. It was at Birmingham High School. We get there super early. I don't know whether it was no traffic this day or whatever. We get there early. And on the track is a Rolls Royce, a dope-ass old-school Rolls Royce. And here comes Bill Cosby coming off the track.
Mm.
Now, this is the height of the Cosby Show.
I see where this is going.
He got a bodyguard there. Yeah, everything. Right? So everybody hyping me up. It's like, because we went to go play basketball. So everybody hyping me up. Go say hi. That's Bill Cosby. Go say hi. So I go to Bill Cosby. I go to him. I'm shaking and shit. This is fucking Bill Cosby. I'm shaking and shit. I'm like, hey, Mr. Cosby. He's like, hey, what's up? I was like, can I get your autograph? And he was like, sure. He was like, you have a pen and paper? And I was like, I actually don't. We put our stuff in a locker. We just came out here to play basketball. So I actually don't. Real shit, he goes, you must be a stupid little motherfucker to ask me for an autograph with no pen and paper.
Oh, my God.
How y'all face was?
Oh, my.
I got you, bro. I got you.
I was young as shit.
I got you, bro.
How old were you then?
I don't know. I was young. When was the Cosby Show? What was the Cosby Show?
That was in the 80s, bro. Mid-80s.
80s, 90s?
Yeah, yeah. It went all the way like to what? Yeah, 1996, 1999?
Yeah, so I had to be 10, maybe?
Damn.
Man, that's foul, man. No wonder he
was like,
up.
You got to be a stupid. I remember, like, I will never. He's like, you got to be a stupid little motherfucker to come and ask me for an autograph and don't have no pen and paper.
Damn.
That's dirty.
I said, oh, I was so in shock still. I was like, are you going to be here tomorrow? I'll make sure I have a pen and paper. He was like, yeah, I'll be here tomorrow. I went out there.
Damn. No.
I went out there every day for a fucking month, even in the rain.
Bro. Oh. Bro, Ocean, I love you, bro, but you kind of lived up to what the brother man was saying. Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow. Lil, you walked away, stupid motherfucker.
I'll be here tomorrow. He was like, I'll be here tomorrow. I was out there for a month. And then I told my mom that. I'm like, if he don't come tomorrow, I'm never watching the Cosby Show again. And he never came.
Damn.
Oh. And I was so then recently when he went to jail, I was like, yeah, I hope you get fucked in the ass, nigga.
So, needless to say, I'm glad that you got over that.
I didn't get over shit. I'm like, Tom Bell, I'm like, if I see him, I don't care how old he is, I'm gonna be like, fuck you, old ass bitch.
Ocean, I'm glad that you're over that. You don't have any pettiness towards him or any.
Oh, man.
I'm glad. No animosity. That's good. That's good. He's like, fuck him in the ass. Fuck him in the ass. He's blind, though. Fuck him in the ass. Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
He won't see it coming. He got at least be able to defend himself.
I might smack his ass and then be like, yo, I don't know. No, but so you know what that taught me, though? That taught me that you always have to make sure that you're cool because people, of course, he won't remember that.
Yeah.
But I'll always remember that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you guys have great success, when people come up to you, just always be mindful of that. You might be having a bad day, but you got to always be good to people because, you know, they're going to remember how you treated them.
Right.
They're going to go, I remember it. And they might not even know what you're going through, but you got to always just be mindful of that. So when you guys are super famous and everybody loves you, just make sure you remember that.
Oh, you know what I mean? on your show, I noticed that every guest that comes on your show, it's like y'all have some kind of relationship as far as like y'all family. Like they always giving you love, and it seems genuine. Like it's not just manufactured. Every time they come on, they talk about how y'all were, you know, you knew each other from back in the day, and you guys were cool, and it's like it's all love, and it shows who you are.
Yeah, the person I am is just who I am. Like I'm no different. I'm not sure about dating me. Women might say I'm not the greatest, but
you're crazy.
As far as friends, like I'm super who I am.
Yeah.
I mean, like you came up to me and I was cool.
Yeah.
You hit me. You was like, can you do it? I was like, sure. Right. Like it's no.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah. It's just who I am, and I just think that, you know, if anything was to ever happen to me or anything, I just think. And I know that people would always have something nice to say about me because I just have never been an asshole to anybody.
Yeah, and Doughboy, when I was waiting to tell me that story, tell it about you as far as how good you were. And Doughboy did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the end of your episode, when I was waiting to talk about how good you were to him.
Dude, this dude is with the CIA, bro. Are you mic'd up?
Yeah, he mic'd up.
Y'all just do fired up. I'm plugged into the board. What the hell are you plugged into?
My baby mama just said, "Yeah, let me tell you how much of an asshole he is."
Block.
Block. Women that dated me might not think that much.
Oh my gosh, it's funny. Yeah, you know what's so funny? Talking about your story, it's like a 180 in a sense. I would say 360, but it's like a 180 because you're talking about with Bill Cosby and how you went up to him and you were not prepared. So the fact you say, "Yeah, we hit you up," Raymond hit you up, and he was like. It was like him meeting Bill Cosby and you writing back and saying, so what you give back, you actually practice what you preach. Cause you were like, he hit you up and I mean, we're nobodies, you know what I mean? In a sense. And the fact you look back and were like, nah, I'll help you guys out and I'll be on the show. I mean, this dude called me like, I think I'm like 7 o'clock in the morning to tell, oh man, I got Ocean. And I'm like, damn, okay.
Yeah,
I was. Absolutely. Well, I mean, why not?
Yeah, like, no, exactly.
I mean, we all are, you know, whatever it is, somebody gave me an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, Tony Rock gave me an opportunity. Damon Wayans gave me an opportunity. Cat Williams gave me an opportunity. Who else have I worked with on stage? Earthquake has gave me an opportunity. Tim Roth gave me an opportunity. What's the Roseanne's ex-husband?
Tom Arnold
gave me an opportunity. These are all the people that I've toured with. Damon Jr. gave me an opportunity. So,
wow.
You know, why not? And Deion Cole have given me the biggest opportunity. So why wouldn't I just, you know, do the same thing?
Yeah.
It all comes back around. And that's what I say all the time. Just be genuine. If you can't do something, say, I can't do it. Here's the real reason I can't do it. Maybe if I can, like you guys hit me up, was like, and I was like, I can't do this date, but I can do this date.
Exactly, yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, I'm running late. Can we push it back? You know what I mean?
It's
just better than just bullshitting. You know what I mean? It's just, and that's how I just look at my life. I just try to keep everything 100
It's a testament to your character. Blessed. Testament to who you are.
My baby mama just said, you ain't shit. Okay, so, I ain't shit.
Do you like men calling the snow lord?
No, but actually, me and my son's mom is super cool. Like, we're like really good friends. Me and her husband are really good friends. And the only goal we ever wanted to do was just make sure that we raise a good kid.
That's good.
So, our goal. I mess with her a lot and say stuff, but I always am like, I'll be the first to say that she's an amazing mom and everything, but. It's just about being a goal. It's just to have a good kid where he'll grow up and he'll never be like, my mom and dad didn't get along. Yeah, they didn't work out.
Yeah.
But they wasn't arguing and fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, which is the ultimate goal, which is really good. What were you going to say?
Oh, not about my house.
Oh, you were going to say no. You were going to say about, no, not about your house.
Not about our house.
You guys are both married, right?
Yeah. This dude.
I'm divorced, though. So, I mean, I was married before.
Yeah. Do you have kids with her?
With the first child, the first one wife I did, yes.
Oh, so you were divorced twice?
No. Once.
Once.
Okay.
You got
Only I have two kids with her.
You have two kids with your the one you divorced.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the one I'm with now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he got.
He's gonna go. I'm anyway, do you like being called a snow lord?
I'm look that way. I'm gonna go.
Do I like being called a snow lord?
Yeah. He's trying to get off the topic. I'll leave it. Yeah. When you talk about. Okay, good, good.
You know what's so funny?
Yeah.
Because I host as well. Like, you got. So I always go back to hosting, like talking. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's so hard for me to be a guest. So, like, people hit me up, like, come do my podcast. And I get on the podcast, start asking them questions. They're like, yo, you're supposed to be the guest. I'm like, yeah, my fault. So listen, I have a story for everything, but no, it doesn't bother me. It bothered me early in my career.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bother me being called Lord Snow because the shit is hilarious because people don't really know my life. They just think they do.
Right.
So the shit is funny. It's something that me and Dion joke about, but it's not like, so like the Netflix thing that came out, to that joke is 10 more minutes. We had to edit it. So he brings it around on how much I like black girls and Hispanics and Asian, but it just is edited.
Yeah, so it comes out that way.
Of the time a lot.
Yeah, time frame,
So in TV, it's just different. So that's why I just laugh at shit when people are like, oh, you only like white girls. Well, yeah, whatever. You can believe whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't care. The numerous black girls that I fucked won't say that. So,
okay. Right at the bottom, you see the baby mama say,
He ain't shit.
He ain't shit. See what I'm talking about?
I did this show on BET, or it was BET. It was either BET or TV One. And it was called Black Man Revealed. Do you guys know about that show?
No, I never heard of that one.
Okay. It was David Arnold. David Arnold was the host.
Okay.
And so the premise of the show was he was this rich guy that lived in the house, and he would have friends from all walks of life come over and play dominoes, and they would talk about different topics.
Okay.
Or about anything.
Yeah.
And so Johnny Mack, who is a producer and writer for Jamie Foxx, always knew that I liked white girls. I just like women.
Yeah. Like a variety.
So he was the topic was white women, and why do black men like white women? So this motherfucker called me. I go on the show. before the commercial, it's all cool. I ain't even really talking shit. I'm just talking. And then the commercial comes, and that's why I say I laugh about TV, because people don't know. But he gets off. He's like, yo, y'all boring as fuck. Like, y'all in here, y'all ain't talking about shit. Ain't nobody gonna watch y'all episode. Like, get on this shit. Talk about how you fuck white girls in the ass. I mean, he's just going crazy. Like, you motherfuckers is boring. Again, early in my career, I'm thinking I'm never gonna get paid again. So I'm just like, I'll do whatever. we come back from commercials. I'm like, yeah, taking it ass, white bitch. Like, oh, shit. No, I think it was like MySpace that or Twitter had just came out. I remember I was on a plane. They aired this episode. I get off the plane. I check Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but black girls going off.
Oh, no.
Like, fucking you on light skin. Your teeth ain't shit. Talking about you only fuck white girl. Blah, blah, blah. They just going off on me. I'm like.
Oh, gosh.
And so I was like, never again am I going to talk on going on a show talking about like white girls and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
This girl is a producer on Fix My Life, Ayana Fix My
Life.
She saw that episode. She calls me up and she's like, yo, she's like, this is how crazy God worked. She calls me up and she's like, yo, we have a show talking about black dudes liking white girls. Do you want to come on the show?
Yeah.
I've seen you on that show. This is like 5 or 6, 7 years later. I'm like, hell the fuck no, I ain't going on that show. But I have a show that I wrote.
Yeah.
If you guys want to like talk about it, then I have a show that I wrote.
Yeah.
They were like, she was like, oh, yeah, well, come on in. We end up selling the show to Fox.
Damn.
Okay.
So that show from BET got me to meet these people that we sold the show to.
Damn.
It never came out, but it, you know what I mean? It got to me. I still have relationships. So it's just crazy how the universe and God works.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that.
So I'm saying don't turn shit down until you can afford to turn shit down.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. My boy AD said, fuck that show.
Yeah, how long between that and the opportunity after you did that show did it take? How long was it?
To do what?
For the producer to call you after you did that the other show.
Oh, that was like 7 years later.
Damn. Wow.
It was like 7 years later.
That's crazy.
We actually showed that show 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago. It's called North Inglewood General Emergency Room. It was about a show about the hospital in the hood. It was a comedy that me and my boy Adam O'Rourke.
Yeah,
he was on my podcast.
Yes.
Me and him wrote the show.
That dude is fun. He's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Yo, oh my goodness, he was funny. Yeah.
How I met him.
Yeah.
I was headlining the show at the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. It was his first time ever doing comedy on stage, and he was fucking funny as shit. And I was just like, dude, this white boy is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. He is, man.
I went to him and I was like, yo, man, you know, I heard this is your first time. There's absolutely no way this could be your first time. And he was like, oh, yeah, it is. But he came from he's like a rock guy. So he's been on stage and that's just his life. And he was like, I just wanted to try something. So I was like, man, you should really try and do comedy. And I started taking him on the road with me. We were driving up north and we came up with that TV show and sold it.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's pretty cool. I was gonna ask you because you had some great advice. I think the best advice you ever got was from your boy, from Dion, not to care about what people think. What's the worst advice you ever got as a comedian?
Not to care about what people think.
Oh shit! Okay. Can you elaborate, sir?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Gosh damn it.
It was funny though.
The worst advice I ever got, I don't know if I've ever gotten any bad advice.
Really?
I don't think I've ever gotten any bad advice.
Well, D. Ray told you to wrap it up, so I guess that was
bad
advice.
That wasn't advice. He was just mad. It was like D-Ray didn't give a fuck. D-Ray didn't want nobody to be successful. He was like, I remember he came up to me. He had forgot I even did. This is how much D-Ray hates people. Like, he had forgotten that I even had did that show with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started making noise in the comedy circuit. Like, I was really, like, making noise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm you know, still in awe of all these guys. I'm fans of them. I know who D-Ray is, and you know, I study comedy. I'm on the whole nine. So, my very first time, this was the second time I'm ever talking to him. The first time I was feeling bad because I was terrible, and he shitted on me and walked away and went up there and just destroyed the stage and was like, "Yeah, I'm D-Ray. I'm the fucking greatest." Right? So then I'm like, "Yeah, okay." So then I see him another time in the Laugh Factory, and I just go up to him and I'm about to the same thing, Bill Cosby sort of thing, and I'm like, "What up, D-Ray, man? I'm Ocean." This motherfucker looks at me. He's like, Ocean. Oh yeah, you the nigga everybody say you be stealing my jokes and shit. Yeah, you that nigga. Yo, let me tell you something. I never stole anything. I'm just like, I'm looking at this thing. Like, he's like, yeah, you the nigga that everybody telling me steal. He's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, you know, you got to be yourself and shit. I know we both light-skinned and shit, but you got to be yourself. You can't. He's like, I remember when, this is what this motherfucker's telling me. He's like, I remember I wanted to be Mike Epps. And I would kind of steal Mike Epps' style.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I stopped getting my own shit. So you got to do the same. You got to stop stealing from me. pats me on my shoulder and walks the fuck away. Looking at this motherfucker like, what the fuck is happening? David Wayne's Jr. standing right there. Yeah. I'm looking at Damon like, what the fuck? David's like, he starts laughing and just walks away. Like, he's like, yeah, that's D-Ray. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, shit. I didn't think light-skinned people fought, man. I thought you guys was a unit. I thought you guys were a unit.
Oh, yeah, man. That motherfucker really, he was like, oh, like, he stopped. He was like, I was like, yo, G, I was trying to introduce myself. He was like, oh, shit. Yeah, you the nigga that everybody say is stealing from me. I'm like,
that's D-Ray who played in Snowfall, right?
D-Ray Davis, yeah, he's in everything. He's been like, he's a legend in comedy. But he's end up being cool. I don't want to just leave it out like he's just.
We're gonna edit that out. We're gonna edit that out. We just.
Edit that out. Leave that shit in for that motherfucker. Yeah. He was an asshole the first two times I seen him. Perfect.
Hey, say that one more time. He was a what?
He was an asshole. Cut.
Perfect. Edit. Good. Edit.
Fuck that.
He gonna be paying us. He gonna be.
Oh. I'm trying to think. That was it. That's the only two people that's been an asshole to me. Like, Chris Spencer. But Chris Spencer didn't want to fuck with me at all. But he's super cool now.
Now he is, right? Mm. Now that you a little bit better in status, right? Is that what it is?
Chris basic thing was, he was like, it's like a fraternity. He's like, people come and go. Mm-hmm. He was like, I was young. He was hosting Vibe. I mean, it was his, this is when they was giving black people talk shows. Yeah. So there was Vibe. Mm-hmm. There was a Keenan Ivory Wayne show. Yeah, yeah. Arsenio's show. So he was the original host of Vibe. So he was young, attractive. Mm-hmm. He had just did Drinking Gin and the Juice. He was, he was doing movies and all kind of shit. And he started at the Laugh Factory. And I actually brought it up to him recently, like a week or two ago, when he was doing my podcast. And he was like, he's like, man, I don't know why I was like that. He's like, I had a girlfriend. He was like, I wasn't fucking none of those bitches. I had a girlfriend at the time. I was like, well, you didn't act like that because you was mad as shit. He was like, yeah, you was probably attractive. I didn't want to fuck with you. Like, that was it. But it's a fraternity, man. It's all good.
I was going to say, if you guys like, because I know in acting, there's a community. I was going to say, in the comedian world or the comedy world, are you guys tight like that? Or is there just like beef or there's jealousy or a lot of competition?
It's got to be rivalry up in the competition. It's got to be.
You know what? I think every comedian believes that they're the best.
They have to be.
You have to believe that. Mm-hmm. You have to go on thinking, because the one thing I always go back to what, I get great advice from Tony Rock. Me and Dion, we have conversations for hours. We talk, like, we strategize, we talk, we, whatever. But me and Tony always have had conversations. And Tony will be like, we're the superheroes. We're on top of the stage. People are looking up at us. Mm. And so you got, it's like, I remember I went on this date with this girl, and she was a white girl, of course.
Snow Lord.
I'm fucking around, but she was a white girl. But it was she was saying how she hated LeBron James. This was on our date, and I'm like, why? And she was like, he's arrogant, he's this and he's that, and I'm like, every basketball player is arrogant. Mm-hmm. Because you have to be. Exactly. You gotta kill your opponent. Michael Jordan was the most arrogant. You didn't think Magic wasn't the most arrogant. Mm-hmm. You didn't think, Allen Iverson.
All of them.
Whoever.
Yep.
The 15th nigga on the bench is the most arrogant. You know what I mean? Like, he feel like if you get an opportunity. Yeah. And I think that's what comics are. Comics, like I don't go in and I don't watch other comics because I'm sitting in the back and I'm like, I could do that. Why am I not on stage right now?
Gotcha.
Like, so that's what I think it is. I don't think it's a real competition.
Yeah.
I just think we just want to, we're narcissists and we want people to laugh at us and we want to be on stage. And so, it's just a thing where you want to just go on stage and make people laugh. So, yeah, I think that's the competition part. But for me, like I'm on the road and people will come up to me, like you guys have seen me, you guys will go, like some, not you, I'm just saying people will come up to me and go, wow, you're the most amazing comic I ever seen. Like, mm-hmm. why aren't you famous? You know? And I'm like, yeah, there's 15 to 20 of me's in LA.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm not just the, like, there's a gang of people that's dope as fuck in LA as well, or New York, or, you know what I mean? So it's all that.
So has the comedian, like, to get into being a great comedian, to get into comedy, has it changed over the years as far as social media? Or has it made it easier? Or has it made it worse?
It's made it better. Like, because you don't need to wait on anybody to do anything for you.
Yeah, I would say you get more control of your career. You can actually control everything now.
Look at this right here. You guys created your platform.
Mm-hmm.
You just put it out. People, your fans are your fans. My only advice I can give to you is just make sure you don't worry about what other people are doing. Cater to your fans. Mm. Talk to every single person that ever hits you up, that ever whatever. You don't need a whole bunch of – there's people who don't know who the fuck Dane Cook is. Mm-hmm. You guys know who Dane Cook is?
Of course.
I know.
Okay.
I
know. He don't.
Yeah. Here you go. He looked over. He's like, he don't. Hey, I'm going to talk to you, Ray.
Yeah.
Wait, Dane single Cook me out. Yeah.
Like, is a huge comic. He's like one of 3 to 4 people that sold out Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
You've never heard of him. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter because all of his fans –
heard of
so
him.
He just has his own fans,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what it's about. So I never worry about what other people are doing. I just worry about myself. Mm. And that's why I'm nice to everybody, because I don't give a fuck what anybody else is doing. I always talk to every single person that ever, you know, comes on. Kevin Tate is on here. What up, Kevin Tate? He's a great fucking comedian. You guys should hit up Kevin Tate and talk to him.
We definitely.
Jarius was on here. 7 Records. He's an amazing rapper. You guys, you know, there's a lot of, you know, great talent. I don't mind saying that, because it doesn't bother me. Like, their success is not my success. My success is my own, and I'm just never mad at anybody else.
Mm. Do you ever feel like, as a comedian, because I know there's singers and shit that always have to go to a Christmas party or something and sing their ass off. Do you ever feel like people put you on the spot because you're a comedian? Like, you go to a family gathering, you just want to be normal? Or whatever.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They expect you to make them clap. Oh, come on, come on. Do it. Do that thing. Do that thing, Osh.
I tell you, I got a story for everything.
Do it. Let me hear it.
It was the 49ers. This is pre-pandemic.
Okay.
I was out with my girl best friend, Lonnie, and her friend I hadn't seen in a while. We're at this bar. And we're at the bar. And she comes up, sits at the table. It's like 30 people. This is in the middle of the San Francisco's playing. It's fucking, people are yelling, packed. And Rachel goes, she has a friend that's never met me. And she goes, oh, this is my homegirl. I don't know what it is, but just my homegirl, Shonda. I'm like, hey, Shonda. She's like, yeah, Ocean is a comedian. Tell us a joke, Ocean. And I'm like, no, I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rachel's like, no. Tell us a joke. I'm like, no, we're here watching the game.
Yeah.
Fuck the game. Tell us a joke. I'm like, no, I don't want to tell you guys a joke. Oh, you think you're too good?
Oh, shit.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
This is actually, we're all here to see football. I don't want to tell any jokes. But it was nice meeting you. If you would like to come to a show, I'm going to be here. Rachel gets up and leaves the fucking table and never comes back. And she's mad the whole fucking night. She's like, fuck you. Oh, she didn't want to tell jokes to my friends. And I'm like, I'm a comedian, not a clown.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna fucking juggle for you in front of in the San Francisco Super Bowl. Like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah. Rachel's on here. Yeah, motherfucker, I ain't doing none of that.
Oh shit! Yeah. I was wondering. Yeah, because everybody wants a joke or something. Yeah, that shit must get old.
That's like somebody coming to you and being like, "Can you ask me some questions right now? Like,
can you interview me?
Can you interview me? You're like, no, I can't interview right now. I'm fucking like, what? So what?
Oh my god!
I'm at a funeral. Like, I don't give a fuck. Interview me. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Ask me how close I was to him. Damn it. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, you should. If there ever is a movie where you can play Damon Wayans, you should. Because you look just like
him. God damn. You talking to Ray, right? You talking to Ray.
Brother. No, I'm talking about you.
Has anybody told you?
Now, I've heard it a couple of times, but.
You can play as like his double, a doppelganger.
Yeah. Yo, whatever, man. You know what? Have you.
That's how I met Damon Jr.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah. So I met Damon.
All right, before you tell that story, listen. Before you tell this story, listen, we had you for 58 minutes. Tell this story and then tell one last story as homage to your show. Because we don't want to hold you up, take all your time away.
That's all good. I'm having a good time. I do got to go. But all right, I'm going to tell you this story. So I used to host Chocolate Sundays too, but I would host the like first part. It was called First Impressions.
Okay.
And we would bring up comics. You can be great, but just the show had never seen you. So you have to do this First Impressions to get to the main show.
Okay.
Damon Jr. had just started doing comedy. So he wasn't going by Damon Jr. He was going by Kyle Green.
Okay.
But this nigga looked just like
his daddy.
I mean, I know my son looked like me, but this, I know O'Shea Jackson Jr. looked like Ice Cube.
Yes.
This nigga looked like.
He does.
They're the same person.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going by Kyle Green. Now, Chris Spencer is the regular host of Chocolate Sunday. He's still the regular host, but I'm just the pre-host now. I'm killing now. Like, I'm doing well. I'm now a pre-host.
Mm.
All right. So they go, Kyle Green is next. So I go upstairs to go get Kyle Damon Green. Jr.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Damon. I had never met him. He was going by Kyle Green. I'm upstairs. I'm like, looking. I'm like, Kyle Green. And he goes, yo.
Yeah.
The motherfucker had the same hat you got on, beanie, a black t-shirt, beanie. He's walking. He walked like his dad. He pumped like his dad.
Yeah.
All I see is fucking Homie the Clown walking to me. I see Homie the Clown walking to me. I go, this motherfucker looks like Homie the Clown. Kyle Green? He's like, yeah, Kyle Green. I go,
yeah, that's me.
He's like, yeah, that's me. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you're next. He's like, okay, cool. I go downstairs. I go, Chris Spencer goes, who's next? I go, this dude named Kyle Green. He's like, Kyle Green? He's like, man, that's Damon Wayans Jr. I'm like, I thought it was Damon. He looked just like Homie the Clown. He's like, yeah. Bring him up to Damon Wayans Jr. I go on stage. He's like, that is special treat, Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah.
He goes up there. He's pissed.
I bet.
He's like, thanks, Ocean. And I'm like, but he goes and starts killing it.
Yeah.
He gets off stage. I go back up. Never forget this shit in my life. The whole balcony is every Wayans ever.
Oh. There's a lot of them.
It's every Wayans ever. Kenan, Senior, Damon Senior, fucking Marlon, fucking Sean, fucking whoever. It's a Wayans. If you was a Wayans, you was at this motherfucking show. It was like Damon's like first or second time on stage.
Yeah.
Marlon starts screaming down on the fucking over the patio. Damon Jr. goes off stage. I'm on stage. They fuck you, Ocean. Blah, 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 blah. They going up. I look up and it's every, like I said, it's every Wayans ever in life. I'm a hood nigga.
Yeah.
So I didn't give a fuck about what Wayans it was. Yeah. I was just like, they were embarrassing me. They was like, fuck you, you a hater. Blah, 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 blah. So I go, this is what I swear to God. I go, all right, next comic. I bring the next comic up, and I go right upstairs to go fight these niggas. 30 niggas, 30 Wayans, and me. I'm ready like to go fight. Damon Jr. stops me. He goes, yo, that's my, don't worry about it. It's all good. I go, oh, okay. He's like, yo, I got a couple of shows in San Francisco. You want to do some dates with me? I'm like, absolutely. Okay. And we've still been cool ever since. But I was going to get my ass kicked. Every Wayne's hey, was going to fuck me up.
Respect that name, right?
Respect that name. It was just like, fuck you. And I was just like, I don't give a fuck. I was ready to fight all of them. So that's my Wayne's story. But they're all good friends of mine now. So it's all good. It's like, you remember when you was in elementary, you fought a dude?
Yeah, and then you guys became friends.
Afterwards?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, after he beat your ass, you became friends. Like,
yeah.
They gave you that pity. Like,
oh my God.
Marlon was the one. Fuck you all, hater ass. He said his name was Kyle Green. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yo, he looked like the feisty one. He looked like the feisty one, the skinny one.
Isn't he the youngest, though?
He's not the youngest. He might
He's the youngest to Sean, right?
I think it goes Sean. Marlon,
but he's the smallest, too. He's the skinniest one. He like to get the most fight in him.
Yeah, probably.
So. Yeah, yeah. But Marlon is like the coolest. Like, Marlon now, mm-hmm. we're like really, I've worked with him on the road, too. Mm-hmm. He's like super cool. I can call him up at any time. He'll talk to me, busy. You know, we're super cool. That, like I said, it was just so early in the career, and I was just so young. I just came from the hood. I didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I was mad. I was ready to fight. Like, y'all embarrassing me. There's some white bitches in here. What you talking about? Y'all can't be fucking embarrassing me.
It was this before you got knighted? Snow Lord.
this is super early. I think I was like 3 to 4 years of my career. It was like super, super early. Yeah.
What were they trying to? Were they afraid that he was going to get embarrassed, or he was not trying to write the coattails of their name?
Yeah, he wanted to do it.
No, so what Damon was doing was, he just wanted to be funny on his own.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Without using his dad's name, and I respect that.
I do.
But nigga, you look just like your dad. Right.
But not only that, you rolling deep. The balcony says Wayne's.
The balcony said Wayne's.
Got the ancestors and everything up there.
every Wayne's there was that ever been. I think they rolled their grandmother in there. It was every Wayne's that ever possibly has been born.
Did you see an urn? Did you see an urn?
I saw an urn. It was every Wayne's there ever was. In this fucking building for Damon Jr.'s show.
No, why?
Because you.
Whatever, man. I just got with this. What you said, bro? No, I wasn't there.
Yeah, no, damn Wayne. So I respected that because he wanted to like really just, you know, become great on his own.
Yeah.
And he to me, and I tell him this all the time. And because I put him in my top five, he's the funniest Wayne's there is.
Mm.
And I always tell him, you know, I respect his dad. His dad is great, you know, and super cool. But Damon Jr. is just so fucking funny. Mm. Like, he's hilarious. And I say that about Tone Rock, too. I'm like, you know, I always tell Tone, I think he's better than Chris. Chris has that unique voice.
Yeah.
That he'll never forget, and that makes everything funny. He's in my top five. But just pound for pound, mm-hmm. writing jokes,
mm-hmm.
Tone is fucking a monster. Like, you know what I'm saying? So those are my top five. Tony, Chris, Dion, Damon Jr., and Eddie Murphy.
Gotcha. Didn't you want to ask him if he did voodoo because where he's from?
No, I asked one, do you want to believe in voodoo? But I had a better question because of this.
What's that?
We touch on mental health in on our other segments sometimes on our show. Do you think a lot of the comics suffer from like depression or mental health as far as, and use comedy as a way to like express themselves?
I have no, I'm being honest with you, I have no idea. Like I said, I really worry about myself. Like I don't really know what I'm good with my life, so. I don't know.
It's like, fuck him. Yo, he was like, yo, we a fraternity. We this, we that. Oh, the mental health shit? Nah.
Talking about mental health.
He's like, oh.
You don't have to figure that shit out on your own.
Like, sorry, bro. Look.
Yo, I don't change the whole tone of the shit.
Yo, do you get off a stage? Damn. Yo, Pinky looking sad. Yo, Pinky looking sad. Oh, shit. All right, well.
Tough shit. Plus, we got too, right? Yeah. You can't look soft,
you know,
right?
What? They say that.
Yeah.
But I think. What happens is, you know, you get into comedy, you want to be successful. You put goals for yourself.
Yeah.
And you realize that comedy can be very, very lonely. It's like almost like golf. Like, you know what I'm saying? Golf, you're out there by yourself. So that's what comedy is. Comedy, you're out there on the stage by yourself. You know, it's only a couple of Kevin Harts and, you know, people who are extremely, extremely successful, Dave Chappelle. And then there's a lot of middle, like Eddie Griffin, mm-hmm. Earthquake, Damon Jr., a lot of Tony Rock that can tour. And then there's everybody else, like looking for shows, trying to figure this shit out and trying to, you know, my guest Daphne Spring, she talked about it a lot. She's just talking on my podcast. She was just saying how, you know, if you're not in that famous tier or that right second tier, you're trying to, you know, get there. And a lot of people's career haven't got there. And I think that that's what makes them depressed. But for me, I can only speak for myself.
Yeah.
I'm just truly blessed. And I appreciate any opportunity I get. Mm. I appreciate being on you guys' show.
Yeah.
I appreciate whatever opportunity and whatever God has blessed me with. So I'm never sad about anything. Like I've lived an amazing life. I've gone all over the place. Yeah. I've met great people. I'm able to take care of my son. Like that's all it is for me. So, you know, I know I'm going to reach my goals and I know what my goals are. Mm-hmm. So I know what it is, but I'm never depressed because I've just met and seen the world, and that's all I can even ask for.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. Yeah. Just to be respectful. Yeah, we're gonna have you close the show the way you would close your show with one more funny story because we want to hold you up. So make it good.
I gotta tell a story. I told you guys like five stories.
I know, but yeah, you gotta close it. Hey,
you gotta do like the tone.
Hey, I led into that last one. Hello, it was the beanie.
I don't know if I have any more stories. Let me see.
It was the pressure. It's the pressure.
No. I'm just saying. Well, yeah, you guys didn't tell me I had to have a story when I came on here. I told you like, let me see. What
I'm
gonna
edit it out. Yeah.
I don't know if I have another story to tell. Damn.
Well.
Okay. Shit.
Now you got something.
I do, but it's a lot.
You got something. I see it.
Uh-oh.
It's no, right
I,
there.
I can't tell the stories because there's a lot of it's famous comedians, and I can't.
You can just leave out the names. Just leave out the names.
Yeah, leave out the names.
Or name something else.
Yeah, like put
Baldy, mustache. Red, yellow.
As a matter of fact, right. Nobody listens.
I'll tell the story that happened.
All right.
I won't say the name of the guy, but he's super, super famous. And it's not Dion. It's one of the guys I opened with, and I was on tour with for a long time. There was this girl that we was in another state, and there was this girl that I really, really fucking liked, right? And she was gorgeous, beautiful, ass, titties, no stomach. It was just fucking amazing. And so I was like, yeah, I'm supposed to go to dinner with the guy. So I'm like, I'm going to bring her. I'm going to be able to fuck because I know I'm on tour with this guy.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to take her dinner. And it's going to be wonderful. She's going to be like, oh, my God, this guy. And then I'll give you some pussy on shit. I was like, for sure. So I come. We get to dinner. This motherfucker is being himself. Jewelry, fucking. He's the ultimate celebrity dude. And he goes, is that your girl? And I'm like, I kind of might have told you who it was. But he was like, I was like, yeah. He was like, okay. Okay. Oh, hey, I didn't fuck, he fucked. he left me at the dinner table. He was like, okay, I'm trying to leave. I was like, okay. He was like, just be ready to go. This time tomorrow. And I was like, okay. You guys have a great night. Cool. I'm just sitting at the fucking dinner table.
Check, please.
Check, please.
Did he pay?
Appreciate. Yo.
He paid. I never paid one.
Just a question. Because you sound like you're impersonating the guy. Does he wear perms? Hey, just curious.
We're not saying nothing.
Hey, no perms. Okay.
Thank you, Ocean. We appreciate
no perms.
We're not saying nothing.
He gave it away. You gave it away.
We're not gonna do that. No, we're not gonna.
Is that your bitch? Is that your bitch? You gave it away.
Is that your bitch?
Done. I already got it.
Well, there's my story. Hey. That was the real story that really happened to me. And she was black, so there.
Oh, okay, there we go. That settles that. Yeah, that's why you got to. That's why you became a snow lord.
That ain't favor.
Exactly. These girls ain't loyal. That's that makes perfect sense.
Listen. This dude, I'm not going to say who it was, but he was the nicest, generous dude ever.
I bet.
Like, he would come in and he would just be like, oh, you killed that show tonight. Here's an extra $5,000. And just walk away. Wow. On top of what I was making, he'd be like, oh, here, the nicest dude. Oh, this is great. Here's this amount of money. He'd be on the phone. He'd just be like, oh, come in. And, you know, I would always take it. I would take whatever he gave me. I'm like, oh, you going to fuck my bitch? I'm taking all your money.
I was like, just like he took it. He was like, oh, remember? Hey, Ocean, remember when I gave you that $5,000? Okay. Time to pay up, man. Okay. You got the bill, right? Okay. Just be here by 6 o'clock when the bus leaves.
I never paid with him. He was like an amazing, amazing dude.
Gotcha. Wow, that is awesome. Yeah. Except for that night.
He just used his powers to just be like, show you how I'm gonna do this.
Are you bringing a girl? Oh, you bringing a girl? Okay, then get my favorite thing. Okay, okay.
Let me show you how it's done.
They should have never gave you Negroes money. God damn it.
I can't believe I told that story.
We just need some names, but it's all good.
Hey, no name.
Hey, thank you, Ocean. We appreciate you, man. Really do. Thanks for coming.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah. Hey, I
write that shit down.
I got my pen and paper. You gonna give me the name? Give me the autograph? I'm ready. Look.
You can DM me. I'll tell you later.
Okay, okay.
Hey, do you have any upcoming projects you want to talk about? I mean, you want any shout outs for any projects you got going on right now? Or?
I got some stuff, but I can't really talk about it. But I got some stuff coming that's going to be really, really amazing. Me and Dion are doing some stuff.
Okay. And you got Netflix
I'm
sworn
in secrecy, but I got some great shit coming.
Okay. We believe you.
All right.
Yeah, next time we're going to have you and Dion on. That's what we're going to do. I'm shooting for the stars.
Yeah.
I'm shooting for the stars, brother.
Hit Dion up. I'm not sure he'll hit you back, but listen. No.
He got millions.
You know what I would do?
He ain't even been on my show yet, so I'm not sure.
He got millions.
He might go on your show before he go on my
bro, you know what I was going to do, too?
He got millions.
I was going to screenshot you and be like, hey, look, we got your boy.
Listen, that's what everybody does. Motherfuckers hit me up and be like, can you talk to Dion? We need him to do this. And I'm like, if he ain't hitting you back, that means he ain't doing it.
to be honest, though, when I came to see Dion, I followed you first.
Right.
And then later on, as I listen to your show and listen to you, then I follow Dion. But as let you know, I didn't follow you.
No, Dion is an amazing dude. He's only not done the podcast because he's scared of COVID, and he know I'm reckless out in these streets. I'll be out here. So he's like, before you see me, you got to quarantine for 10 days or something.
Didn't they say that he killed the virus? So that's why you snow lord.
Cocaine and white bitches, Dion. What you doing? Cocaine and white girls. No, he like, yo, fuck you.
He ain't messing with you, huh? Hey, we hanging on too long.
Oh,
hey,
I gotta go. I got a flight. Yes. I gotta take care. I gotta get you. All right. I appreciate you guys.
Hey, God bless, brother.
All right, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Send me this, all right?
All right, we'll do. We'll do. Definitely.
All right, thank you.
All right, cool.
All right, brother.
Y'all take care.
You too.
All right.